called Bad Habits. That's Ed Sheeran. Key 100 with Dave and Jen. Happy Thursday.
Oh, it's Thursday.
Ready for some real or fake news headlines, Jen?
Oh, I am.
Okay, let's take a look.
Okay.
Tom Cruise is in talks to take over the Captain America role. Real or fake?
Fake.
Fake is.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Listen, I like Tom Cruise. Don't get me wrong. Captain America,
yeah.
He can't do that.
And Chris Evans is still, even now, way younger than Tom Cruise.
Well, absolutely.
You're going to go backwards?
I don't
see that happening.
And Chris Evans does a great job.
Absolutely.
That's interesting.
But I do think he's done.
Well, do you know that he actually had to talk to 3 therapists and before he took the role of Captain America because he had to sign on for 9 movies and he was so stressed out with socialism. Like, he was not great with socializing. I mean, he was a very anxious person.
And
he had social anxiety like crazy and did not want to have to interview all the time about these movies. So he had to talk to 3 different therapists before he would actually take the role as Captain America.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Isn't it?
He's done a great job with
the role. He has.
Humanoid robot Pepper keeps getting fired from his jobs. Real or fake?
Real.
Real is correct.
Did you hear about the 2 robots that started making a language with each other, like that nobody knew? It was
no.
A completely different language, but it was just easier for them to talk to each other that way. And so, like, they shut them down.
Oh, my goodness.
Because the robots are going to
take over the world.
Listen, guys.
This humanoid robot named Pepper has been fired from jobs at a nursing home, a bank, and also a funeral business. The robot's worth almost $2,000.
Yeah.
It was launched in 2014 as one of the first robots to be able to read emotions.
Oh, that's not good. We don't want them to read our emotions, guys.
So they have halted production on this robot for now.
Well, yeah. That's frightening.
Yeah, that's a little scary.
That's not good.
78-year-old grandma enters powerlifting competition. Real or fake?
Real.
Real is correct.
Oh, my word.
Get it, Grandma.
Get it, Granny.
A few years ago, 78-year-old Linda Patterson had a car accident and then had her knees replaced, leaving her with little strength. And then this trainer, Derek Williams, says her first test came when she started training. And she had to get down on the floor and get back up. She said, or the trainer says that she could not do that, and now she's come a long way, and she's even going to be competing in a Masters 4 category.
Oh my!
Natural God. Athlete Strength Association Summer Nationals.
Well, then you get it, Granny.
Oh.
I am proud of her.
Pretty impressive.
By the way, Amanda's been doing CrossFit.
Yeah.
And she's working her body, and I love it, and I love that she's feeling stronger. That's great. She's also hurting herself, and I've told her, she's like, no pain, no gain. I'm like, Amanda, that means with your muscles, not with your skin that keeps busting open because you keep hitting things.
Not
Amanda,
a fan of the CrossFit,
You know I'm not.
Illinois House of Representatives evacuated due to snake infestation.
Oh, gosh, real?
Real is.
Hi-ya! Wouldn't that be awful?
Yeah.
Gosh.
But I
walk in and, hey, there's a snake. Oh, my God, there's another.
But I mean, if there's going to be a place for a snake infestation, I kind of feel like Congress would be a great place.
Well, I'm with you on that one, buddy. Okay.